Hello again, everybody. We are continuing our journey with this chapter 7 and the followership. Because as Peter Drucker said in The Essential of Leadership and in The Leader of the Future, he says, the only definition of a leader is someone who has followers. So we have to go through this followership dimension and process together. Learning objectives. Effectively manage both up and down the hierarchy. Recognize your followership style and take steps to become a more effective follower. Understand the leader's role in developing effective followers. Apply the values of effective followership, including responsibility, service, challenging authority, participating in change, and knowing when to leave. Implement the strategies for effective followership at school or work. Know what followers want from leaders and what leaders expect from followers. This is the key point of this chapter. Use feedback and leadership coaching to help followers grow and achieve their potential. And we will explore some coaching methods together in our webinar. Managing up. Cautiously and deliberately developing a meaningful, task-related, mutually respectful relationship with direct superiors. Challenges, discomfort with the idea of managing bosses, not being in control of the relationship. But let's see what leaders want from us, from the followers. Make it happen attitude. Willingness to collaborate. Motivation to stay up to date. And passion to drive your own growth. Critical and uncritical thinking are the two different situations, okay? Critical thinking, thinking independently and being mindful of the effects of one's own and others and other people's behavior on achieving the organization's vision. Again, this word, mindful, being mindful. Uncritical thinking, failing to consider possibilities beyond what one is told, accepting the leader's idea without thinking. And in this very nice exhibit 7.2 of Daft, we can check all the followership styles. Okay, we see five main follower types. First one, alienated follower, independent critical thinking. This alienated follower usually is a passive individual in the organization. So, as leader, we have to do something for this situation. We will see. Conformist is the second type. Dependent and critical thinker. He or she is very active in the organization. So we can use this energy, this creativity. Pragmatic survivor. Both as needed, is there, this pragmatic survivor. Passive follower, dependent and critical thinker. Again, passive in the organization, like the alienated follower, but with a different mindset. Can you see how difficult it is to understand the person which is in front of us? And then there is the effective follower, independent, critical thinker, very active in the organization and maybe already with a great level of self-leadership too. Strategies for managing up. Understand the leader. Goals need strengths and weaknesses and organizational constraints. Specific tactics. This we will see. A next bit about these specific tactics. Develop a meaningful task-related relationship with the boss. Be aware of behaviors that can annoy leaders and interfere with building a quality relationship. Here we are. Ways to influence your leader. These are the four steps of these four different tactics. So be a resource for the leader. And you can go through the characteristics. Help the leader be a good leader, build a relationship, so create the bond, create the relationship, and view the leader realistically. These are the four tactics, okay, to influence our leader. Sources of power for managing up: personal sources, position sources. So knowledge, skills, expertise, effort, and persuasion. And again, as position sources, visible position, flow of information, central location, network of relationships. And we find again this courage. This is a skill needed, being courageous to manage up. Courage to assume responsibility. It's not easy to take the load of responsibility. Courage to challenge. Courage to participate in transformation, to be part of this changing transformation process, okay? Courage to serve others, to serve the mission, to serve the leader. Courage to live. Rank order of desirable characteristics. Of course, desirable leaders are honest, forward-thinking, inspiring, and competent. And we already saw trustworthy, ethical, moral, and many other different features of being leader. Desirable colleagues, followers are honest, cooperative, dependable, and competent. Leadership coaching. What is leadership coaching? It's directing or facilitating a follower with the aim of improving specific skills or achieving a specific development goal. This is also included in the six leadership styles of Goleman, this coaching style among the six. And we will learn together this coaching method that we have taken care not to confuse with the counselor, counseling, and the consultant methodology. So coaching is a method which mainly is meant to empower people, to facilitate people to go through obstacles and to help people and individuals in achieving their specific goal, with many different benefits that we can see in this exhibit 7.6. Followers can benefit from coaching in having clear and direct feedback on which they can work on, creating new perspective, advice on handling situations, so they can get insights from this coaching process and methodology, understanding organizational objectives, general encouragement, and handling organizational politics. And here you have the pie with all the different percentage. Feedback is an important aspect that all we need in our work, in our life, because based on feedback we can improve. So is an evaluation, using evaluation and communication to help individuals and the organization learn and improve. Effective tips: make it timely, focus on the performance, not the person, so not judgmental towards the person. Make it specific, focus on the desired future, not the past. This is the feedback of the coaching. In fact, coaching usually work starting from the present moment, okay, not the past moment, but starting from the present moment and asking where we want to go, what we want to achieve. So from now to there and then. And this is mainly the chapter 7. See you soon in next chapter.